Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Thursday. Never could get the hang of Thursdays. 26th of May 2016, and I'm driving to work at the moment, and I wanted to reply quickly to a thought that JN2N had in her boo, in her last boo about fat. She was talking about, you know, the demonization of fat, and, you know, is it saturated or unsaturated fats that we need to cut out, and is it sugar and is it starch and all these things. I find it very, very interesting subject. I found the link to the news, the blog post, whatever it was, I found a while ago that talked about how skimmed milk is making everyone fat and die of heart disease. So I include that link in this boo as well, I suppose, in the description. But I think for me, it's about moderation. That's the key thing for me. So by demonising any particular thing, especially a thing that has been part of human existence, and so if we're talking about food intake, you know, something that's been part of human the human diet for centuries, demonising any of those things or cutting them out is a dangerous thing. It can have unintended consequences. So that article talked about how cutting out fat can makes you crave the fat and all the things that you get from the fat, and therefore you end up eating more stuff to get the fat that you needed, whereas if you just had the fat in the first place, for example in full fat milk, then you would consume less. And so there are the unintended consequences there. So yeah, if it's things like arsenic or cyanide or something like that, then yeah, of course, you know, we shouldn't be eating those. If you find them in our food, we should get rid of it. But stuff that we've been eating for centuries and millennia, I think we should be very careful about cutting those things out. I think moderation. So even sugar. I think if you cut out all sugar from your diet, then you'll end up having to produce sugar yourself from other things, and then you'll be craving those other things and have to consume more of those. And then by doing that, you'll end up consuming more of something else that you shouldn't be consuming a huge amount of. So yeah, I think moderation is key. And if your body is saying, I'm craving this, maybe you should give it a little bit of what it's craving. But sometimes the cravings can be addressed in other ways. So I found that if I've got a craving for to eat something, and I'm sat at my desk at work, have a craving to eat something, but if I, instead of eating something, I actually go for a walk, the exercise actually releases chemicals into the body that satisfy the cravings, and the appetite goes away. So it's good to be thinking about these things, and it's good to be talking about them. So I very much enjoyed listening to Jan talking about it, and I hope that others will chime in with their own opinions, because I think it's an interesting subject. I don't think I've got all the answers, but I would be very interested to hear what others have to say on the subject. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.